I think the committee has a role to play, and Parliament itself. Otherwise, it becomes a laughing stock. Because if you sit down, question these people, and they know that nothing happens at the end of it, then nobody is going to take the work of the committee seriously.
I've posed a question like this to the chairman. I mean, what happens to all the recommendations and all that? He says they don't have prosecutorial powers. With this lapse, it seems it's a lack of willingness on their part, because they are making the laws. And so if they've cited that, then they can amend it. What do you think is the lapse here?
Well, if they say they don't have prosecutorial powers, I am not too sure about that, because at the end of it, when they do their work, they have to take it back to Parliament. And I think Parliament has powers in this country to do whatever they want to do. So it's not very much the question of prosecutorial powers as it is a question of the will to make sure that some of these things are carried through. If we can move away on some occasions from our partisan positions and come to the middle and tackle issues that affect all of us as a nation, then I think nobody will give the excuse that we don't have prosecutorial powers. The PAC would have to make sure that the leadership of Parliament, the buy-in and the willingness on the part of the leadership of the House to make sure that once a committee, not only the PAC, any oversight committee, once they go and do their oversight work and come up with issues, the leadership should be willing to make sure that these issues are taken care of and are looked at seriously. Otherwise, very soon people are going to say, Parliament, and so what?
Would you also suggest that they give periodic reports rather than waiting till they end one whole session of inviting people before they prepare a big report?
Yeah, I think the thing is the Public Accounts Committee has to sit and look at reports, particularly the Auditor General's report. And usually, according to the laws, we have to do that, I mean, after the year has ended and the process of spending has ended. But Parliament has a role during the implementation of the budget. They don't pass the budget and go to sleep. If they will pass the budget and make sure that there are resources to monitor, to see whether the resources are going to where they are intended, then we would have very few challenges when it gets to the end of the year and the Auditor General prepares his or her report.